Thank you, Madam Vice President. As this is the first time we take the floor, we would like to congratulate Afghanistan on assuming the presidency of this 17th meeting of states parties of the Ottawa Convention. My delegation aligns itself with the statements delivered by the European Union and would like to make the following remarks in its national capacity. As we did not make a general statement, let me first reaffirm our strong commitment to the common objective of a world free of anti-personnel mines by 2025, but also a world free of new or unassisted mine victims. In this respect, we are gravely concerned by the dramatically high number of mine and explosive remnants of war victims that have been recorded since 2015. As reported by the Landmine Monitor 2018, this high figure is mainly caused by the heavy dissemination of improvised mines, particularly in Afghanistan and Syria, which prevents the safe return of IDPs and hinders the reconstruction of whole regions. Belgium condemns the use by anyone, state or non-state actors, of anti-personnel mines, including of an improvised nature. In this regard, Belgium welcomes the effort of updating the international mine action standards in order to effectively address the clearance and removal of improvised anti-personnel mines. As regards the extension request by Ukraine, we would like to welcome the fact that Ukraine has submitted an extension request of its deadline to meet its obligations under Article 5.1. We understand the extremely difficult situation Ukraine is faced with, which impedes on its ability to destroy all anti-personnel mines in mined areas reported to be under its jurisdiction or control. However, the Convention foresees provisions for such a situation which allow a state party to remain in compliance with its obligations. Therefore, while we highly appreciate that Ukraine has submitted an extension request, we are concerned that it did not act in accordance with the agreed process for the preparation, submission and consideration of requests for extensions to Article 5 deadlines, which was agreed at the 7th meeting of states parties. We also regret the late submission of the request by Ukraine, which did not permit for a more extended cooperative dialogue between the Committee on Article 5 implementation and Ukraine. This is a critical part of the process and one which represents the cooperative spirit of the Convention. We encourage Ukraine to remain engaged with the Article 5 Committee and to ensure accurate reporting on the challenges faced and the progress made. Thank you, Madam Vice President.